This is KCUR 89.3. On Wednesday, a bill expanding Medicaid eligibility in Kansas arrived on Governor Sam Brownback's desk. And Thursday morning, the governor promptly vetoed it. KCUR reporter Jim McLean talked with editor Amy Jeffries about what happened next.
The House had 30 days to respond to the veto, but they didn't wait, did they?
They certainly didn't, Amy. And that, I think, was for tactical reasons. Opponents of expansion wanted to force a quick vote so that the Kansas Hospital Association and other groups that are lobbying for expansion wouldn't really have the time to work on getting the handful of votes they need to override that veto. But when they tried to do that, Representative Russ Jennings, he's a moderate Republican from Lakin, moved to table the bill, arguing that members who were gone for one reason or another needed to be there for such an important vote, and that motion passed.
So the veto override is now on hold.
Yeah, technically it's on hold, but probably not for long. Expansion supporters are likely to attempt to override the governor's veto sometime next week. As you know, they need only 3 more votes in the House and 2 in the Senate. Supporters hope to get those by making the issue more about Governor Brownback and less about the particulars of the bill. David Jordan heads a pro-expansion coalition called the Alliance for a Healthy Kansas.
At the end of the day, this is about the governor. Are the legislators going to do the right thing and expand CanCare, or are they going to side with the governor and deny access to health care and deny their hospitals and other providers payments they need to stay financially whole?
Before we get too deeply into what's next and how many arms really could be twisted for an override, why did the governor veto this bill? What were his bullet points?
Well, his veto message included several, but chief among them was his argument that expanding Medicaid to about 180,000 low-income adults would somehow be unfair to Kansans with disabilities, many of whom are on waiting lists for support services that the state can't afford to provide, at least not right now. And speaking on the House floor shortly after the veto, Minority Leader Jim Ward had this emotional reaction to the governor's argument.
I never heard a more dishonest statement than we just heard. The governor pits working poor against disabled. He talks about cost without talking about benefits.
The fact that the bill didn't contain a work requirement and didn't specifically prohibit payments to Planned Parenthood were also problems for the governor. And cost was an issue too, Amy. The governor just doesn't buy the claim that's being made by supporters that expansion would generate more than enough in revenue and savings to cover the state's share of the cost.
Given all that, what's the likelihood that lawmakers will muster the votes to override this veto?
Well, I don't think it's impossible, but I think there's a slim chance. Lots of legislators have coffees and constituent forums scheduled over the weekend, and you can bet the groups pushing for expansion are going to turn people out for those. But certain members who voted against the bill will be under really intense pressure, I think.
Do you have any idea who some of those lawmakers are who could be feeling the heat?
Yeah, I think so. The folks who are lobbying for expansion have actually put out a list because they want people to be calling those legislators as well. And Senator Larry Alley, he's among the folks on that list. He's in his first term representing a South Central Kansas district that includes the city of Wellington. Now, the hospital there is really struggling. The city recently had to back a $300,000 loan just so the hospital could cover its operating expenses and meet payroll. The expansion would provide another $750,000 a year in revenue for that hospital, Amy. So later today, about 20 city and county leaders are planning to meet with Senator Alley to see if they can't persuade him to change his vote. Terry DeShane will be at that meeting. He's on the hospital's board.
At least we'll be able to meet with him face-to-face and tell him our story and how critical it is that he sees the light and helps the health care in his district and the constituents that actually voted for him.
And so, you know, Senator Alley certainly won't be the only one under pressure. There are lots of other meetings like that, I think, that are scheduled over the weekend. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, what's changed when Monday comes around.
Yeah, an interesting weekend and more to look forward to next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet. Thanks, Amy.
That's Jim McLean from KCUR's Kansas News Service speaking with editor Amy Jeffries about what's happening with legislative efforts for Medicaid expansion in Kansas. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering politics, education, and health across the state.